Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze. It's a pleasant night for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports, just in, Israel is on alert amid Gulf escalation. Trump vows to free ships stuck in Hormuz as Israel warns of possible Iranian retaliation. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour that the IDF has destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon. Explosives and weapons were found inside. Also this hour, Mariv reveals Barack Obama criticizes Netanyahu, saying he pushed towards armed confrontation with Iran. Obama questions if this approach benefits Israel. Separately, I-24 News reports two arrests following an arson attack on a memorial wall in London's Golders Green. The wall commemorates Iranians killed by the IRGC. And finally, from JNS, two American-flagged ships have transited the Strait of Hormuz earlier today amid tensions with Iran. The U.S. is actively assisting shipping efforts under Project Freedom. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N, EWS English posted earlier today that a drone strike in Fujairah injured three Indian nationals. This follows escalating tensions in the region. Al Arabiya English confirms the incident, noting an Iranian attack on an oil industrial complex in the UAE. Ariel Oseran reports that missile sirens have sounded again in the UAE due to ongoing Iranian attacks. He notes Iran's attempts to counter the U.S. blockade. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gulf escalation, Ynet reports that heightened tensions could lead to military action if Iran does not step back. Israel remains vigilant as the situation could affect regional stability and shipping routes. Turning to southern Lebanon, where the Jerusalem Post notes the IDF's destruction of a Hezbollah tunnel. This action cuts off a significant supply route for Hezbollah, indicating Israel's commitment to counteracting threats along its northern borders. Meanwhile, Barack Obama's comments in Mariv highlight his concerns about past Israeli policies towards Iran. His critique suggests ongoing debate about Israel's security strategy and its implications for international relations. In London, I-24 News covers the arrest of two individuals linked to an arson attack on a memorial wall. This incident underscores tensions around the Iranian community's global diaspora and the lingering impacts of Middle East conflicts. Finally, JNS reports on two American ships navigating the Strait of Hormuz. This move signals a strong U.S. commitment to securing vital shipping lanes, which remains crucial for global oil markets and regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Elron Veterans have launched a new $10 million cybersecurity venture fund. Alpha Drive Ventures will focus on investments in AI and cybersecurity, boosting Israel's tech landscape. Separately, Walla Business highlights a troubling incident involving a security guard and a soldier's widow at a Decathlon branch. This event raises concerns about social sensitivity and support for military families. And finally, Mariv Business warns of a new phone scam using AI to mimic voices. This scam targets businesses and may have financial implications for Israeli companies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.